Whitesnake on Houston's Eagle with Dean and Raj. Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up here in about 10 minutes. You can play a dead guy and win Jeff Dunham tickets coming up. That's the right prize, isn't it? Did I do that right? Yeah, Jeff Dunham will be the prize if you can figure out the dead guy in the envelope. Plus, there is still time to win $1,000. You can text in the word cake to 70123. Maybe win a grand. You have till 7:15.
Birthday scam time. I'm going to call this woman. She and her husband bought a ring. They had it appraised afterwards from a different jeweler and found out they way overpaid.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be the jeweler calling back finally, the original jeweler.
Let's go PG-13 on this one.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yeah, hi, it is.
Hi, Andrea, it's Matt. I'm the manager over at Jewelers.
Hi, thank you so much for calling me back. My husband and I, we purchased my engagement ring from you guys for $12,000.
Okay.
So I recently had it appraised elsewhere, and they said it had a value of $6,000, which is, as you can imagine, really disappointing.
Did you have it appraised at a reputable place? You know, a lot of times these other outfits will try to maybe get you to trade yours in and get you into something else and not necessarily give you an accurate appraisal.
This jeweler also mentioned that the engagement ring is not even a single diamond. It's actually three diamonds that have been put together, which is pretty outrageous, I think, because that's not what I wanted. That's not what you told me.
You know, that's a standard practice.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me that when I spent $12,000 on it.
You would not have been able to afford a single diamond that size if we hadn't manufactured this.
How do you know what I would be able to or not able to afford?
The woman always wants bigger.
Well, I don't think you need to bring in gender norms or specifics into this. Like, at the end of the day, I spend twice what it's valued at.
According to someone else, who I don't even know who this schmuck is, but I know that the work that
we
do...
Well, they're not a schmuck.
You make an emotional purchase when you're getting engaged, and now you're having regrets. This happens all the time.
Definitely not. If you can't give me some kind of refund, either...
You brides... It's like almost impossible to keep you happy.
Oh my God. This is so rude. You lied to me about the valuation of the ring.
I wish your husband luck trying to keep you happy.
Is there nobody else that I can speak to?
You'll be split up in a year. I can see this coming.
How dare you? I'm going to take this to a small claims court. I cannot believe that you're speaking to me this way.
Here's what I want to do. We want to keep...
You know what? I came to you polite,
right,
and you've been nothing but unhelpful and rude to me, and now you're insulting.
I'm trying to help you now. I've got a plan for you. I am willing to offer you a free diamond stud for your ear. Small.
I don't want a single diamond stud for my ear.
All right, then this is it. Final offer. We go a little farther south, and I'll offer you a free diamond stud for your nipple.
You've got to be f***ing kidding me.
Is that a no?
Is that a no? Andrea, this is Dean and Raj. This is the birthday scam submitted by your loving mother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm literally sitting here sweating.
Well, I'm sorry about the ring situation. And
who set me up to this?
This is your mother. She thought it would be hilarious. A nice little, I guess, late wedding gift.
Oh, my God. How does my mom even know how to call into a radio station?
She's a hip old lady.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for nothing, guys.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.